Did that pick up? That didn't pick up, did it?
Yes, it's. No, what did you say?
It really did. It was on.
Oh, what? What did you gotta say? Give me a second. She gotta get hers out. I didn't get to get mine out.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Whoa, you had the headphones up high. Like twice me.
I couldn't hear.
You're so, that deaf?
Huh?
Huh?
Here at Chick Acres, I have those crank out windows. Mm-hmm. You know the kind where Chickers. You turn the crank and they open up? And mm-hmm. if they're at such an angle if you're in the powder room.
Mm-hmm. You get a good breeze.
Oh, you have a powder room?
In his toilet.
Yeah, it's a toilet. What do you call that? Bathroom? The toilet off the...
The bathroom?
It's a powder room.
The one over
yeah,
here?
A teeny tiny bathroom is a powder room, right?
That's not a teeny tiny bathroom.
Half
no,
bath?
No, no, no. The one
No, he's talking about the one
kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Oh, the powder room.
Son of a... So the window is at an angle.
I'm stealing his bits. Where have we heard that before?
So the window is at an angle. I'm standing there urinating. And I see out of the corner of my eye, little Nora Jones, what I think is running toward the stream.
The reflection.
So it's like, yeah. Oh, my God!
Yeah.
And then no one heard me. But she was just running in the backyard. So I thought
I did that to her last week. I saw her in the air. She could see. I could see her reflection, and I yelled out the window. And she's like,
what's going on?
What's going on?
Nora Jones is in recovery right now. She cut her paw over the weekend. And,
oh no!
And where were you, Dad of the Year?
We were.
Way to go!
I was taking my daughter on a long walk.
Hey, DPS is going to be at your door.
Well, there's
Dog Protection Services.
That's right. She couldn't have been happier. And then I put her in the car, and then we get home, and I open up the door, and there's like blood on the sheets that I keep on the seats. And I was like, oh, God, there's nothing scarier than bloody paw prints.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
But she's been spayed, though, right?
Yeah. And it was...
Oh, my God.
Well, no, dogs go through...
I know, Tom. Don't walk me through dog heat.
I had no idea dogs
had... I didn't know that.
A period, yeah.
I didn't know that they had a period. I had no idea either.
Anything that reproduces has a period.
Yeah, but you don't think about that.
Chickens,
gross.
Chickens reproduce. They don't have periods.
How do you know?
I was a chicken farmer.
I feel like that was my Meet the Fockers moment. Anything that has nipples can breastfeed.
Yeah.
Can I breastfeed? Yeah.
But no, she just had a little cut on her paw pad that she got on the trails, and she's fine. It was didn't have any
what
surgery.
What trail were you
at?
Where were you?
Skiles Test.
Oh, okay.
And then somebody died there.
Yeah, someone.
When did they
off themselves?
Yeah.
When?
A couple months ago.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know if it was that long.
Now, my very good close friend of mine went by there to go up, and there was cops everywhere, mm-hmm. and he's like, what's going on? And yeah.
How do you think the cops said it? Ah, guy shot himself in the face.
I doubt that. So
it's a nice view.
Sad.
It's a nice view out over the mm-hmm. whatever that. You know that. No, the isn't there like a pond or a bog across the street, across Fall Creek? Where
on the south side.
Mm-hmm. Keep some rare breed of toad alive.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. I prefer to go to Fort Bend myself.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like Fort Bend. So you didn't go to the cabin this weekend?
No, it got canceled. Someone flaked out. So I watched The Wire.
So you all can't go?
Wait. Don't you make a reservation for this?
No, it's my buddy's grandpa's cabin.
Oh.
What's wrong with his buddy's grandpa's cabin?
So I could Trump. He could have, like, a better cousin or grandchild.
If I'd have known that, I would have said it's not going to happen. Because if you pay $250 bucks for a cabin, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I want to go to the cabin.
You should have called me. I was hanging out.
It's not his cabin to take people to.
you tell him that me and my boy are going to be up there.
See, that was the sketchiest thing. He goes, well, there's no lock, so like you guys can go. And I go, no locks? Like homeless people could just like go in and live there.
Squat?
Squat.
How far is it?
Louisville.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I wouldn't have gone there. That's too far.
Okay.
How far would you go? You need a tent in your backyard.
A tent?
Like
Why?
A grown-up boy tent.
Why?
I don't know. Just to camp out and do fun stuff. Have you seen them? Like, remember the tent we stayed in Virginia?
Yes.
But it'd be like that, but it'd be like two times as big. So it would be like a little pool house, but it looked like a tent.
As I recall, that tent we stayed in West Virginia was...
Yeah. Can we get some backstory? I don't know. What are you talking about?
This
tent
was
you stayed in Virginia.
7 years ago? 8 years ago?
Well, over the weekend. No? Okay. So we were a long time ago, 2010.
We decided to go whitewater canoeing, kayaking, whatever
we went kayaking.
It was.
Okay.
We're going to get out of town, leave our troubles behind. And it was very, very. Are we going to tell the whole story?
I don't care.
I care.
Why? Oh, no, we're not telling the whole story.
Okay. Thanks.
You listen to me, mister.
So
I've got no job, I've got no life, I'm living with my parents. You spill it.
What's that from?
Oh, no, I'm bastardizing. It's a Costanza.
So there It wasn't a tent at all. It was like a structure with screens and air mattresses.
It's the frame of a tent, but right. they pulled the canvas.
Is it like a yurt?
It's like a yurt. Okay. It's like a yurt. It's like, yeah.
Like
well,
a Civil War
for other people who have no idea. Yeah, okay. For other people who have no idea what a yurt is, because I just looked them up and I was like, I'm putting one of those in my backyard. That it's like
you're a yurt mad.
People like glamping. It's those kind of hard white heavy canvases, and so they just pull it tight, and then it's like you're on a deck. You know, and that's how it is. And it's built up. You have to walk up into it because of flooding.
I've
and stuff
seen
anyway.
Some tiny houses that are tiny
similar.
Yurts.
Yes. Yeah. 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 So, so we stayed in one of those. And so our first day was, am I talking loud?
Driving.
No, you're fine.
We drove and I almost puked and died because I get very car sick.
Yep. And then we
driving
stopped
through there.
The Kroger's in West Virginia. Remember that? Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the first day you train all day, like they teach you how to do it. And then the second day it's go time. And so we were in our individual, us, and what was that guy's name? Do you remember his name?
We
stayed in contact
name,
with him for the longest time.
Such a nice guy.
Such a great kid. And so it was the three of us sort of just, we're going. And there's this one part in the rafting where he's like,
it's
he taught us.
The washing
I feel
machine.
Like there should be like a minimum, like at least a 4-person minimum. In one of
no,
those
I think
racks.
We did a private there's... on purpose.
Okay, like so it's was it the big? I mean, the big one?
No, it's not a kayak. It's a one person.
We each had our own kayak.
Oh, no, so it wasn't the big.
It's not
raft.
A kayak.
Not a kayak.
No, that's not a kayak. A kayak is bigger than that, right?
I thought kayak was one person.
Oh, but then it is a kayak.
I thought kayak was a search engine for airplane flights.
That's correct, okay. But that's not important right now.
What would it be? Kayaking or.
Whitewater raft, but
yeah,
it wasn't a raft.
Is like, it's like with 8 people.
No,
right, no,
this
no.
Is,
we were a whitewater kayak. We were all alone in our, and we went over.
Individually.
Right.
Kayak.
So there's this one part where he was like, okay, what you need to do, it. This is where the water shifts and it's going to pull you under. He was like, inevitably, it is going to pull you under.
It was called the washing machine.
The washing machine, because what they want you to do is as soon as you get into this, you kind of go over, and I'm talking like maybe a foot.
If you get in real trouble.
But if you're in a kayak, a foot seems like an eternity.
Well, if you get flipped over.
Yeah, so basically as soon as the front of your kayak starts to go over this, you basically just like throw your body the direction you need to spin, cuz you're going to go under, but you just need to spin with it and then come back out.
And you did.
This is a move that we practiced.
Chick bail before he got
move we practiced on land all day, and we get to the time I'm supposed to use it, and I don't do it. I just go upside down, basically, in the kayak.
Yeah, he did. He was like kind of being pulled under because he just I think he got about like right here, maybe about 2-3 o'clock, and then he's like, "Fuck it," and just let it.
I just went under and got all wet. And
yeah, so
it was fun though.
Was
I would
fun.
Love to do.
It's like I want to say it was New River Gorge. I think
sounds possible. I don't really remember. But it was awesome. We have pictures from it. We can put pictures up.
Oh, we should. We got you
in my whole kayak
helmet.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to wear a helmet. I was going to say costume.
Lame.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Shut up. Very similar to the helmets that we had to wear when we ziplined.
We were adventure seekers. You get
for,
the big,
for a good 2 years.
you get the big thank you for actually making that happen, because Tom and I lost all track of space and time, and I hear in the background her little voice, "Somebody count us off!" And it was 3, 2, 1, and then we went off. But if it hadn't been for that, I'd still be hanging up there.
Yeah.
Well, I have to take it down.
Well, we were all there just like, "All right, go when you're ready." And I was like, "There's 3 of us, and these 2 can't hear, so can you?"
What? That's kind of true. I like this very much, whatever it is. Thank you, Jeff.
See, it sounds Jeff like Edie Brickell.
Is this Alicia Keys?
Yeah.
Yes, the new one, right? Is this Holy?
Nope.
Blended Family.
Blended Family. This is my favorite one.
Holy War's good, too.
He didn't know the name of his favorite one, by the way.
Well, I just started listening to it yesterday.
They just came out Friday, didn't it? Are you listening to it on Spotify?
No.
I listened to it on Apple Radio, iRadio. I don't know what it is.
Apple Radio. Hey. I mean, hey, it's the Chick McGee Show.
I know. It's just with all the negativity swarming, if you want to take like a little over an hour and just like listen to every single song on this album, just don't stop.
It is all.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very, very positive.
It's good.
I am Chick McGee. This is my show. That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. And that's Jeff Fibbert.
Now, did you say this is my show or this is my show?
My show.
Where was the emphasis?
This is my show.
No, I think you emphasized the show.
My show. And that's Jeff Fibbert, jefffibbert.com.
He's yawning.
Thank you.
You know, it's gotten to the point now where if we don't say jefffibbert.com, we get texts.
I would like to say that Blonde on Brunette has blocked a few people based on the constant Jeff Fibbert bullshit.
What? Yes. Constant?
Did you get the game day shout out?
I don't know. I didn't.
I assume he would have told you.
Yeah, I think so.
I watched a little bit. What did I watch?
We're still looking for somebody to be at college game day and hold up a jefffibbert.com sign.
I don't want to.
It'd be amazing.
Unless it's a live event. Right. I don't watch ESPN.
No, I was watching Channel 6.
Really?
Mm. Oh, game day is ESPN. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's probably why I didn't see it.
I watched the highlights on Sunday morning at college.
You know what? We watched some pregame stuff yesterday, Sunday morning. That's and no man, good. That's and on, I think a lot of it was on Fox, but it was just so. They were actually talking to Josh Norman, who's on bye week.
Right.
And like, hey, you got a $25,000 fine today. Is that going to hit you in the wallet? Because, yeah, it's going to hit me. I'm like, okay, you make $5 million. That's not going to hit you.
$25,000.
$25,000 is a lot.
If I was his wife,
if you make
$5 million,
here's the thing.
Think about it. Don't make me do the math.
I hate when you two start doing math.
$1,000. 25 times. Nobody can afford that. Nobody's going to give that away for
no
reason.
No, but if you have $1,000 500 million times.
But my point is $5 million, half that's going to taxes. So you got $2.5 million now.
Right off the top.
And then you got to buy a nice house. You got to buy a nice car. You got to keep your side hose in
no
line.
No one told you to do that.
But you have to.
Ryan Kerrigan didn't buy a nice house, did he, Chick?
As a reformed side hoe, I would like to have X amount of dollars.
Okay.
I was joking.
Were you?
No.
What are you crunching over there?
Whose number is this? Does anybody know?
No.
Oh, I'm going to need that. Please, that's mine. No, it's not. I didn't do this.
Let's call it. Clearly, your handwriting.
It's
a half.
No, that's the back
oh,
of
no.
Marlene's
is that Marlene's writing?
It's yeah. a half oh, it of is. 1%.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yes.
So let's say what the so what, no, median income's like $40,000.
Would you have been mad at him? Would you have been mad at him what he said? Or are you mad at him? Or are you just irritated by him?
No, the fact that he's even on there. It was just so schmaltzy and just dumb. And I listen, he came across okay. Don't get me wrong. I thought he was actually
would
a good guy.
Would you have rather said, nah, yeah, man. A straight cash, homie, like Randy Moss. Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
It's basically they got to fill time and it's – what's the E in ESPN?
Entertainment.
Yeah. You got to remember that. So if you want to be entertained, go watch ESPN. If you want real facts and decent, you know, takes, if you will,
go out and get the information.
Go get somewhere else. Get yourself.
I think ESPN's doing okay. I think they've hit their peak. You have to look.
They have. They will never make any more money than they did. A year or two ago.
The ratings
you're call
have been
this?
Down.
You're going to call
oh,
the shot?
Called it.
You called it?
They're down.
The ratings are way down just because there's so many places you can go get information now with the Bleacher Report and the Deadspin.
Basically, they're going – I mean, the NFL, we've already hit peak NFL.
Sure.
Fair. ESPN rode those coattails. I know Justice is very boring.
No, that's fine. I'm the Bleacher Report.
Yeah, no. It,
something about some coattails.
There's been too many people on. I stopped watching pregame shows, I want to say.
Yeah.
10 years ago?
Yeah, you were early.
10 years ago? 12? I don't. Honestly, I just. I every now and then I'll listen to the radio station that carry the Redskins.
I'll be curious if this year's Super Bowl is down. I almost guarantee it will be because Peyton was in the last one and. You know,
this is the last Super Bowl.
So I will who's almost guarantee the numbers, whatever. I don't care who's playing. The number will be down.
Nobody this year is retiring. Is there any speculation on who might? What about Romo? Is he back?
Romo might as well quit.
He might not ever play a game again.
I said that when he got hurt.
He said that. Well, his bones are made of crackers.
Cowboys will come back and get to the Super Bowl, and they'll put Romo in. He'll throw the last winning pass. Everybody write that down.
Write it down. Jess is calling it now.
He'll be a heck of a backup.
She called 7-game series. The Cubs win. She called that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's someone in charge of everything that's going on.
I told my dad that. I talked to my dad for an hour on Saturday morning. He just got back from Mexico. And I was like, yeah. I was like, Dad, you know, I just thought that. He was so excited about the Cubs game. He was like, the Cubs played when I was in Mexico, and I was drinking the best tequila, and blah, blah, blah. And then the Bears were on Monday Night Football, and blah, blah, blah. You know, well. Just so excited. And I was like, Dad, that shit's fixed. And he was like, he's like, sis, I understand what you're saying, but do you know how many people would have to be able to keep a secret? Yeah. That was it. That was his reasoning with me.
Well, no, that's...
That's fair.
I've heard that argument before.
Especially with the moon.
Everybody looks at me when you talk about the moon because I made a thing about it on the show.
Yeah, that's why we're looking at you.
Why? What about the moon?
I've said the moon landing is fake because Jason is such a spaceophile because we couldn't use that money for anything else.
No, he says it on the big show to embellish and have fun. It's fun.
Well, that's because you were part of the Russian space program, so you would
right.
know.
That's right. I died in a rocket explosion in 1956. Look it up.
56? You think 56?
Yeah, then I was born in 57. Bingo. Speaking of that,
which means some of you people, your family could still be alive.
Speaking of that, today.
Well, wouldn't that
it
be
does,
weird?
Yeah.
Can I start my birthday month now, or do I need
do
to
it.
Wait?
It's Jakey's birthday.
Jess does, so.
That's not
and
true.
Hers isn't till the 29th, so I thought
of
I'd wait.
June.
Right, I know that.
But yeah, we're starting it now.
Mine is the 26th, so I didn't think I was going to be too early.
I think you can go. What's today?
7th.
Yeah, you're fine. You're less than 20 days away.
Well, you got a present already.
It's my last 50-something.
I know, it's exciting.
No, it's not, really.
No?
But who would have thought, though, huh?
That you would have lived?
You have a double bypass when you're 39, and then 20 years later, you're still...
That's awesome.
Kind of walking around.
I think it's kind of walking around.
Can I bring the show down?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sure, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Please. Seriously, in all honesty,
just
Chick.
Don't talk about hot dogs.
Friend to friend. Do you ever go, if you're having a bad day, and you go, man, I'm not even... I mean, if I didn't have this procedure...
He says it out loud.
I'm not even supposed to be here. Do you have that thought?
Not only does he have that thought, he tells people.
I'm asking Chick.
You're playing
Jess.
House money.
I say it out loud. I tell people who don't even ask. How am I
I've
doing?
Seen the poster, but I'm just asking.
No, so it certainly is sobering, and I should be thankful, I guess, on some level, no matter what kind of life I've etched out for myself. I think I should be thankful that,
no, but
you
when
know,
something
I'm
that
here.
Life-changing happens, that I would
you
think
know
that,
what,
that would
though,
put perspective on it.
Everybody... says that, but it doesn't happen. What? Like, I think it was August of 95 or 96, I forget. And that's another thing. You'll always tell yourself, you almost died this week. You'll always remember this. No, you don't.
You don't?
No. And you're not thankful for it until years, decades after. Mm-hmm. Other stuff has to happen before you're thankful for your existence. I think that's what it had to do with me. And it took like 7 or 8 times. But now I'm okay. I'm thankful. We've got the healing crystal.
Selenite.
What is it?
Selenite.
Jeff, do we need to put that on Lil Nord Jones' paw?
Maybe, but it might cut her paw even more. It's sharp as razors.
Jeff was playing with
cut my hands open. Yeah.
By the way, yes or no question, did you touch a razor blade today?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw that, too. I knew that was you.
He's got the mustache.
No, we're talking about what he did to Spangle.
What'd you do to Spangle?
It was a mean joke, but funny. It was funny. Dark humor. It's always
just
good.
Just look at the picture. Hold on. He'll show you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting when Jason was talking and asking questions earlier.
No, you were pretty accurate, actually.
No, I know, but I need to not. I need to not.
Jeff evidently found it humorous to put a razor blade, one of those... gem razor blades
right.
with the one pointy edge, you hold it by the other end, and a little post-it note, and laid the razor blade on the post-it note, and the post-it note says, do it, in front of Spangle's keyboard at his desk.
Yeah, he stole my SD card, so.
Again?
Yeah.
He stole my SD card.
Yep, he's an SD card thief.
This just makes me so happy.
Oh, the baby's dressed up like old ladies.
That just
probably
makes
did
me
kill
so
it.
Happy.
I love babies in wigs.
That's enough for me. Oh, I have a picture of, I put my little cousin in a wig one time.
Oh, yeah.
We had, it was when the Muppet movie came out.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
The first one.
Okay, the good one.
The best one, yeah. So, well, I mean, there's a couple from my childhood.
But recently.
So that year I got my kids the Muppet puppets. Like you could buy, and then it had like the felt puppets, and you could pick the eyes and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so I bought them for him, but one of them had like a Miss Piggy wig, and I had a cousin that was about 6 months old.
Oh, yes.
And she couldn't even sit up, but I put this, and it's the funniest. Oh, God, that's great. Funny.
Babies in wigs, dogs in people clothes, doing people stuff, always funny.
Oh, well, the two wiener dogs chick that we've seen video.
Playing hockey. Oh, my God.
Pretty elaborate outfits that basically go over their head, but then make them look like they have, front
hands,
legs.
Carrying hockey sticks.
Yeah.
And,
God, so good.
Very funny.
Love it.
Nothing well, they were playing golf the last one, I think.
There's nothing funnier.
Golf,
no, there was
hockey,
an update.
Yeah,
I didn't like the golf one as much as I did the hockey.
Yeah, the hockey was really good.
It really lent itself to humor. Did you eat the Reese's peanut butter pieces?
No, I couldn't open it.
Oh, my gosh. I saw so many commercials this weekend, chick, for the big cup with the Reese's.
Good luck.
Reese's
a big
pieces
cup with Reese's pieces in the middle.
Yes.
You
I was impressed.
I loosened
we need
it.
To get some. Can you get some of those windows in? We need to try those.
Try the which ones?
The big cup with the Reese's pieces.
I can't even. I got to take off my headphones listen to that dumb shit. I don't. That's gross. That's
what are you talking about?
It's not necessary.
Well, no,
well,
none of it's
not.
Necessary.
Candy's not necessary.
No, I know, but I don't know. I'm.
You're a purist?
I'm a purist. I'm simple when it comes to my candy bars.
A candy purist.
But I do like a whatchamacallit.
You got a lot of you got a lot of chatter support
on the Almond Joy.
Your Almond Joy. A lot of Almond Joy lovers out there.
I won't eat
Almond Joy lovers. They're, no.
You guys are crazy.
They said Vibert and suck it. Yeah. Stuff like
I
that.
Love
yeah.
coconut and almonds.
I'm telling you, Almond Joys, they only have one almond in it. Why?
Well,
put
the little baby ones.
Put a couple.
What's so joyful
joy
about an almond?
I wouldn't.
One
I,
almond.
I would not be opposed to more almonds.
Yeah,
I would be a fan of that, actually.
Almond Joy's got it all backwards.
I don't do. I like walnuts and other things, but almonds are so hard. I'm afraid I'm going to chip a tooth.
Walnut.
Really?
The word walnuts always made me laugh.
I bet your dad.
Almond. Top three chip toother.
Thank you.
Tooth chipper.
Yes.
Is that true?
Top three. Yep.
What's the top other?
Baby
other
carrots, almonds, caramel.
Caramel?
Yeah.
Baby like, carrots.
I go jawbreaker first.
Jawbreakers aren't that hot anymore.
No. Like, were they big when you were little?
Plus, you just suck them down. You know, you enjoy it
now,
for a
while. Do you remember, would you go to
the
mall?
The huge ones?
The mall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You probably don't know anything about this. The mall would sell these jawbreakers that were this big.
You couldn't get like a baseball.
And you would just lick it. Yeah. It was so.
Ugh, come on.
The candy store? Yeah, the candy store in the mall.
No caramel? No chocolate? No peanut butter?
No, it's just
sugar?
Chalky, powdery candy.
Pixie sticks?
I didn't know where he was. Like, where's he going?
Hey.
Pixie sticks?
I hate pixie sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever snort pixie sticks to impress someone?
Yes, I did. Adderall, too. I mean,
what?
What happened? What?
Jokes.
Who? What?
What were we talking about? My birthday month.
Yeah.
Oh, so here's what happened, guys.
Boring.
I text Chick yesterday. I said, surprise. We're going to have a Thanksgiving dinner for Chick's birthday at Chick's house. And I ordered our smoked turkey from Goose the Market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what day is this going to be?
On Saturday.
That's Saturday. Oh, my.
Your birthday is
Saturday. You're the big thing. Oh, yeah. The big thing is day of. Yeah.
I have it in my phone. The next reminder that I have is the 26th.
The 26th?
Okay. That's when we're doing his birthday?
Uh-huh.
Is that a Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. We don't know if you guys are invited.
We need to find that big
list.
We talked about this in the podcast.
Yeah.
It's in there. It's in there. Left side.
I got it on my phone. 26, Chick's Party. But for some reason, I spelled it C-H-I-X. I don't know. I was trying to be cool.
Oh, I like that.
A lot of people might be out of town, though.
It seems edgy. It is Thanksgiving.
But that might eliminate.
That's all right.
But hey, we at least invited you.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I think I'll be here, actually. I'm in between parties.
Actually, my boys...
Joe Theismann's on here.
...from high school...
when are they coming?
Well, they're supposed to come Saturday, but now one of them has to work because deer season or something, so I don't think he's coming. And I'm trying to get him to move it to the 26th, actually.
Oh,
deer
yeah.
season.
He's in Michigan. It's all topsy-turvy in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Us Ohioans realize that.
Ups down, downs up.
It's bananas in Michigan.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Wow, I took a lot of pictures in Guatemala.
What?
Oh, nothing. I'm sorry.
So you sat at home and watched The Wire instead of going to the cabin.
Yep. Watch The Wire and watch football. That's it.
I watched Battlestar all weekend.
Battlestar Galactica?
Oh, yeah.
How many seasons are there of that?
Four.
900.
Four, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
How many episodes a season?
It's not a job 20, probably.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Emma Shava, that huge inner mile.
The Cylons have just
sorry.
The Cylons have just taken over New Caprica. They knew they were coming.
New
that's
Caprica.
A real thing?
Yes, that's a real thing.
I mean, on TV. A real thing on TV.
See the
Battlestar Galactica. How old?
03, 04.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Sci-Fi Channel. Well, but the original Battlestar Galactica was in the '70s with Lorne Greene and on ABC. It was a sci-fi.
Which one's Lorne Greene?
The father and Bonanza?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Is that the longest running TV show?
Bonanza?
I don't think so.
It's one of those Western.
I thought it was MASH.
It's close.
No. MASH was
Meet the Press, maybe. Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke, yeah, episodic.
Prairie Home Companion? Is that
because the Simpsons just passed 600, but yeah. I think the other one still got 700 or yeah, something seven. Crazy.
Oh. Really?
Gunsmoke or
there's
something.
There's another
yeah.
one?
I think Gunsmoke's number one. Something. I don't know. Somebody
so told. I just want to tell you, don't anybody give me any gifts, okay? All it'll right. be really embarrassing, all right? No gifts, okay?
I'm bringing your turkey.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'm not going to come, but on Monday when I see you, you have to tell me, hey, you forgot my birthday.
Is that my gift to you?
Yeah.
Well, when's your birthday?
No.
When's your birthday?
He doesn't.
It's okay.
Hey, you forgot my birthday.
Hey, man, you kind of forgot my birthday.
I don't get it. Explain
yeah, maybe
it to
maybe
me.
Say it like that. Go ahead, Jeff. Do it
again. Oh, shit, fuck. That's right. Okay. Gotcha. Bingo.
It's kind of my birthday.
Is he on the list?
It's kind of my birthday this weekend.
Uh-uh.
No.
You kind of forgot it. And I don't know. It's kind of upset me.
It's really something. He
Is
might
it?
Be.
Who?
No, he's not.
Oh, you just reminded me of something. Okay, go ahead. I got to do something after right. this when we're breaking later.
Right now?
No.
Oh, gosh, she's writing down.
Oh, shit.
It's for me. It's not for you guys.
Okay.
We're all in trouble.
Does anyone here know sign language?
I know this is
I
Jay.
Do. I know the alphabet.
Yeah?
I don't mm-hmm. know, like, signs for specific people other than... I know. Why are you laughing?
I was going to put your little hands up and you're going to do something.
Maybe it's like, is it like this or like this? But one of them means fart.
Okay, all right.
Like that?
Yeah, no, it's
you mean like what about this?
No, there's no noise.
That's it.
Why is fart the only thing you know in sign language?
Because my brother signs, and I just thought it was funny. It's so uptight. No, fart. But he was telling me a story, and when you sign, he kind of like he does it while he's talking and doesn't necessarily uh-huh. mean to. And so he was telling me a story about a fart, and I was like, "What did you just do?"
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, that's sign for
but it looked like
pass
something,
gas." Yeah. But it was funny, yeah. And I know. Well, there's thank you,
mm-hmm.
and. What's that mean?
I don't know. I thought this is thank you.
What is this? This is
no, you're welcome.
This
no,
is
this
you're welcome.
Is thank you.
Well, that's
this is thank you.
That's thank you.
I think this is
yeah. fuck you.
Fuck you.
Very close.
Very close. Yeah. You
and then that's boy or no? This is boy, like a hat, like wearing a hat, a boy.
Like
and this
pulling
is beautiful.
A brim? Okay.
Have we been through this?
No.
Beautiful,
I like this.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
You wipe
boy.
Your hand.
No, that's the song.
Oh, from Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yes,
I love that movie.
That's the first time.
Beautiful, beautiful, yeah. beautiful.
But in third
boy.
Grade, we had to learn the entire alphabet.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, yeah, they never, yeah,
see,
never did that in
it
my
sounds like to me they were,
high school.
They were looking for stuff to teach you. If they're, I don't know.
Your point being, isn't there other stuff you should be doing than doing sign language?
No, I
is
still
am.
I'm yeah. still proud that I know the alphabet in sign language.
All right, I'm not against
A?
It.
I know this is E, right?
A. This is A. A,
I think
B,
this is
C,
fingers.
D, E. That's E.
E.
Yeah.
It's F? Like your hands going.
F is two
no.
fingers?
That,
what
that's
is it?
C.
This is water is 4 miles. All right. We'll be back with part two, but I need to tell you about our buddies at TrueCar. They love us. Pricing information is great, of course, and necessary, but there's more to car buying than just price. You guys know that. There's the actual car buying experience. How you guys doing today? You don't want that. You want TrueCar.com. Enjoy a better car buying experience at a TrueCar certified dealer. They're there to help you find the car you want and That's what makes TrueCar unique. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used car, you can get upfront pricing information, empowers you to find discounts off the list price for used cars, and get a better buying experience through that TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, the TCDN. Just use the TrueCar website or the TrueCar app, and you can easily find the new or used car you want. And there's the TrueCar pricing curve. You'll see what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. You won't have that moment in your driveway when your neighbor comes up, I paid $1,000 cheaper, and then you have to bury him in the front yard. You know what a fair price is at TrueCar. You feel confident. Then you get a guaranteed savings certificate from a TrueCar certified dealer. TrueCar users save an average of $3,279 off the MSRP. Just think what Josh Norman could do with all that money. With over 11,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide, over 2 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app for your smartphone to enjoy a better car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. That's TrueCar.com. We'll be back with part two of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. It's a nice slow groove. Back in part two of the Chick McGee Show. Interrupted. Who's this?
Yeah, I'm stuck on a mess.
Chuck Prophet. Jeff said a line earlier in the first half.
I know Chuck
half.
Prophet. What, he had a semi-hit, right?
I don't know. I love his stuff. He has a bunch of great stuff. But Jeff said a line that was the title of this song.
What did I say?
You said, I couldn't be happier.
That's a lie.
That's okay. The name of that's the name of this song.
I couldn't be happier.
What do you think was the hit from Chuck Prophet?
I'm thinking of some guy from New Orleans. Somebody will tweet me later today to tell me. Hey, dumbass.
He's from San Francisco. Yeah. Love Chuck Prophet. Big fan.
Some say he knows what's going to happen.
Yes.
Some do.
Did I say welcome back to the Chick McGee Show Part 2 on Podcast 1? Jeff, Jason, Jess, we're all here. We went, had some lunch.
Well, I didn't. No one offered me any noodles.
You weren't in there.
I come in and Chick's, dished it out and making some for Jeff. And I'm fine here with,
really
my,
good, wasn't it?
With my Starbucks.
It was really good.
Yeah. Right.
Costco makes a mean noodle dish.
It was chicken Alfredo, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, chicken looked really good. It looked like kind of moist, but yet
had a really good taste to it.
Very tender.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Not stringy and
dry. I hate dry chicken. Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. What do we do? What do all of us do on Wednesday? When we're no longer allowed to travel from state to state without papers, when we're no longer...
You guys want to hear something funny?
The Mann Act? Is that the Mann Act?
Chuck Berry. What was that? I forget what that... I think it was the Mann Act. Chuck Berry got arrested for.
I think you can't take a underage lady, maybe a minor in general, but
anyone under 18 or someone who works in a coal mine, you can't take them...
Across
state line.
Yeah.
Without their permission. Well, that would be kidnapping, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty much kidnapping.
Yeah. This is a common sense rule.
You sounded like you were going to have a big declaration here. I'm
just saying that since this, like in the last, probably in the last 3 months, I've applied for my gun permit and I've gotten my kids' passports. So if that tells you, I asked Max on the way to school, I was like, so would you be, how do you feel about moving out of the country? He was like, let's go somewhere cool, like Canada.
Canada
It's cool.
It's cool. And then he goes, or maybe India.
Mm. India is the most polluted.
I know. Did you see that? It's so sad. Yeah, God.
It's absolutely filthy.
What a bummer.
And out of control and getting filthier.
Well, if you let the cows do whatever cows do, a cow can create a lot of
pollution. Oh, I know. I've seen the poster.
But they're holy.
There is some statistic that says, like,
holy,
all the methane.
Holy cow.
Lord.
Is that why they say holy cow? Is that like saying Jesus Christ?
Holy cow. Yeah.
Is that like taking the cow's name in blasphemy and in vain?
Yeah, I think so. But there's like a statistic that says 5% of like the methane in the world is created from like cows farting.
I think it's more than that.
I think it's more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's
you need to update your.
This is, I'm going off like 96 stats.
Look this up on your little. I can't talk. Look up pig waste in the United States. I guess it's some pig states. Waste. It's
like
a real
South Carolina. Yeah,
it's a huge fucking problem.
And it stinks
like rivers of pig poo.
Rivers. Pig waste.
There's so much pig waste in like a certain area that like you can't even use the land anymore, so they got to move the farm.
Pig waste pools.
Yeah.
So when I was in Colorado, we're going down the interstate. My buddy Bob.
There ain't
all
no
of a sudden,
pigs in Colorado.
Oh, there is. All of a sudden, he knew where we were. We went by a pig farm that
in
stunk.
Colorado?
To yes.
No kidding.
Right near the interstate, and he does the. Hofsets, come on.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, it's like
comedy.
16 again.
Road trip jokes.
Oh God, and it was. I was like, wow, did I do? I didn't do that.
This pig has galoshes on, walking through poop.
Horrible.
Sorry.
I'm not stepping in my own.
Wait a minute. Really?
Yeah. I don't. I think it may or not have been photoshopped.
Isn't that a famous video though? A pig walking around in rubber boots.
Pig in rain boots.
Yeah.
I think so. I think it's a picture.
Pig. Or hog. What was that movie? Babe. I know what's one word.
Close.
Oh, my God.
Jess, are you familiar with Peppa Pig?
Oh, yeah.
I guess it's a thing for teenage girls to watch Peppa Pig.
I guess we're
basically
out
do
on this one.
You know, Mystery Science 3K kind of thing.
Oh,
and just, it's so
yeah.
Some of the stuff it does.
What's Peppa Pig?
It's just a silly little
it's
cartoon.
It's a silly cartoon, and she's in that.
She hangs up on other people, pigs, whatever.
What?
It's pretty funny. Some of the stuff I've seen them have.
Pigs have phones?
Yeah.
I have phones? My little cousin that I put the wig in has always watched Peppa Pig. And she calls her mom and dad Mommy Pig and Daddy Pig because of that.
So she just calls people and hangs up on them?
Yeah. Well, there was some discussion.
That's one rude pig.
Yeah, it's mean.
And they're British.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No manners.
Okay. If
hog waste threatens North Carolina's rural poor. Okay, that I should have read that before I read it out loud.
Before it got sad.
Yes, you should have stopped after hog waste
That's
threatens
like
North Carolina.
Cotton candy and clowns and a giant celebration will be missed by these people who have died. I forgot kittens and puppies. But.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pig poo's bad news.
Oh, okay, scenario.
Go. Is this election stuff?
Donald Trump wins the election Wednesday, day one. No, it won't be day one.
No, it won't
Wednesday.
Be day one. We've got
January 21st, day one.
We got 6 weeks to get our shit together.
Get the fuck out.
No, when do they do it? Like the 8th?
January
20th. Did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It's okay.
We got more than that. We got like more.
Well, you know, the obvious problem with, I know a lot of people support Trump, but the obvious problem is he seems to be somewhat unreachable.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's, I mean, even supported, but that's what they like about him. He's hardline. He's an outsider. He's going to come over, clean house. He's going to take care of everything.
It's funny that you say that because I recorded on the way here. I do these little voice recordings of just like. Like
can we hear one?
No.
You're going to play one. Come on.
Before they start, you go, note to self.
You got to do that.
You got it.
No, I don't. I think this one opened up with me singing. I was singing in my car. And then I was, but it was so.
We can't at least hear that?
No, you can't hear that.
I'm so disappointed.
Sorry. I haven't listened. Well, I usually don't listen to them. But anyway, I think that the issue with. It's not an issue. My opinion of Trump supporters is that they're angry about something that has nothing to do with Trump, but he is their front man for their anger. They get to be openly angry and say that Trump is the reason. Do you know what I mean? Like, have you met a Trump supporter that's been like, yes, I'm going to support Trump and I feel very confident about it and I think that he will make this country better? Or do you get somebody that's like, yeah, I'm fucking voting for Trump and it's just like, what? Why are you so angry?
Second one.
Why are you so angry?
I've experienced it with both candidates.
You have?
Yeah.
Because
like I'll come out and say I'm not voting in this election because I'm not really passionate about any of the candidates, and the lines are 3 to 4 hours long.
No. That's a different issue. You got to keep in mind, people doing early voting, mm-hmm. there's only so many places to do that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, there are tons of polling stations open. So mm-hmm. I don't know why people are going early so that they can wait 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
I expect my wait to be 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I've never, on election day, I've never waited more than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And but I voted early this year. Like the first or second day you could vote.
Yeah.
Apparently absentee ballots the way to go. Lie, say you're going to be out of town, so then they send it to your house and you can mail it in.
I like this idea.
Unless you're in Ohio, because I was at in Ohio where the guy didn't send out like half the absentee ballots.
No.
Yeah.
That was his one job?
Yeah. No, it wasn't his one job. Oh. I think it was like the governor.
We gave you one job.
I should probably look that up.
Nowadays, no one really has one job anymore. You know, come on.
It's like Gary has one job, pass out those absentee ballots.
Every 4 years.
It's like, what'd I do? Okay, I went to the grocery store today. I got the dog groomed. And
I think I'm done.
Oh, those ballots.
Oh, shit. No, I'm going to run to the – I know I mailed them, but they better not be sitting on my desk. I know they're – oh, my God, they're on the desk.
But going back to what Jess was saying about Trump supporters being angry, I think everyone is just super angry about this election just because I think both sides think if they lose, it's going to be the end of
everything.
You know what I mean?
Both candidates bring out
the worst in people.
Yeah. There's something very vile about both of them.
January 21st, Hillary's president. What happens?
It's status quo. Yeah. It's the same old thing. She's part of the system.
See,
and here's the thing. I'm not necessarily a Clinton supporter.
I disagree because
it's kind of working. I mean,
yeah, but Obama can work with Congress. I don't think.
What is your opinion?
I don't think they're going to be able to work with Hillary like they have. I don't know what that's about, and I keep hearing it from guys much smarter than I am that apparently
the Republicans in Congress,
the Republicans got a hard on for Hillary, not in a good way, and.
Oh, to be a female is worse than being a black man.
Be a promi- No, well, possibly.
I don't know. I didn't know if that's
here's
what
you're implying. The thing. I think Republicans feel if Trump was in the White House, they could probably bully him around because Trump doesn't necessarily know the
that's
system.
That's what's so upsetting doesn't know too. The system. Is that you? If you think for a second that the president makes any change, you're out of your mind anyway.
Yeah.
So you should actually be considering his support system and the people around him before you give a shit if it's a him or a her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if either candidate wins, it's going to be pretty much the same. You know what I mean? That's naive.
Martial law.
More than anything, pay attention if you have a governor up for election or a senator or your local representative. Yeah. Pay attention to those more than anything.
Or a school
those
board
affect
member.
You the most. Or a school board.
John Hooker for school board.
Yes.
Vote early. Vote often.
Don't say the second part.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I keep forgetting that.
What is that the tagline for? Is that something else?
Oh, it's for the Teamsters.
No, yeah, vote early. It started with Jimmy Hoffa and vote early, vote often.
Yeah. I was like, is that
Cook
legit?
County, okay. Cook County, Illinois, the problem in Chicago.
Vote early, vote often, even if you're dead.
Mm-hmm. What was the first election you guys voted in?
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, what would that have been?
2000.
Who did I vote for? Carter. I think I voted for Jimmy Carter.
Old 76. Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
92. Bush, who had just
Bush won
41, right? Because W was 43, and Clinton in 92. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one I remember.
Wow, you're all over the place, aren't you? Bush, you voted for Bush?
I'm saying that was the election.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you vote for Dukakis? Are you a Democrat?
No, I
should
didn't
I nail
say
you down
who
on
I,
this?
I didn't
he
say
didn't
who
say
I voted
who
for.
He voted for. Okay.
I can't even remember doing. I know I did, but I'm trying to think. How did I do that?
Mine was. So that would have been Bush Gore in
2000?
2000, yeah.
Ooh, that's a big one.
That was a big one.
That was the hanging Chad.
I remember where I
was. That
was
rough. Mm-hmm. That was rough.
I was in Anaheim, California election night.
Really?
Yes. Huh. I sat in my hotel room and it was crazy.
Were you playing shortstop for the A's?
I was not playing shortstop.
For the Angels. Angels that year. In Anaheim, right?
Business out there. I'd played golf that day. I was playing golf the next day because, God, I'm such an asshole. I took my clubs.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe I took my clubs to California. I'm not that big a golfer, but I remember using the hotel towels and stuff to clean them off because I hadn't cleaned them off.
In and left a big mess.
Yeah, it was green as could be.
That's the Jimmy Pardo one of his bits. How many towels do you use at home?
One. Yeah.
How many towels you use in a hotel room? 37. He just goes, I put one up the ass.
Is he going to be around?
Yes, January 29th. I don't know if he must be doing stand-up at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington that weekend, but January 29th is a Sunday, and his guest on Never Not Funny will be some young kid with a dream. It's Chick McGee will be his guest.
Where? What?
January 29th, the Comedy Attic in Bloomington.
Oh, Bloomington. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
For the podcast.
For the podcast, so I'm assuming the
27th. Simulcast the podcast?
27th and 28th he'll be doing stand-up, I would guess.
That's exciting.
Getting a little taste of the door.
So back to election.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you think anyone out there, and tweet us if you do, or if you're going to one, but does anyone have an election party? And I'm not, obviously, if you're.
I have been invited.
If you have a spouse who's in it, okay, you know, part of the election process. I'm saying if you have no family or connections that's being voted upon, do you actually throw an election party?
I think
there's people that do.
Oh, I think that absolutely they do.
But I want to know what
it entails.
I mean, what kind of, you know, are they betting on it?
The most recent episode of Blonde on Brunette is election drinks.
Election drinks?
Election drinks, all inspired by the animal mascot for the three most popular political parties.
There's a donkey and an elephant and...
You'll get nothing unlike it.
Eagle?
A porcupine. It used to be a porcupine, and I didn't like the eagle, so I went with the porcupine.
Libertarians are
They used to be. In some states, they still are. That's their mascot.
Porcupine?
Porcupine.
Because they're pricks?
Pricks are on the outside?
Don't tread on me. I don't know.
No, what's the difference between a porcupine and a Porsche?
And a BMW.
A guy driving a BMW.
The pricks are on the outside.
Porcupine pricks on the outside.
Yeah.
See? What?
That's gold, Jerry.
We're talking about the guy from Family Guy where it's a basic joke and he goes, yes, because of porcupine, the prick. Okay, I get it. That's a good one. Where it's just like an obvious joke and he explains it. Okay.
Did you guys watch American Dad?
I've seen many episodes, but not...
No, not regularly.
Yeah.
Are you Family Guy, though?
For a while, yeah.
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 Josh, I'm sorry, J.A. told me...
We need to call him Jaw, like Jaw Rule.
Jaw.
Jaw Rule.
Jaw Bless.
Evidently, they do this all the time on Family Guy, and it's almost got me to start watching it because they cross cartoon worlds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Peter Griffin would be remembering about that. Yeah, that reminds me about the time I worked for Acme. And he's at the front desk of Acme at the complaints department, and the coyote is there going, look, I bought this... catapult, and all it does is slam me into the side of a mountain.
It sounds like Uncle BS, like that weird.
And then Peter Griffin goes, "I'm sorry, we really don't take any sort of
we don't do returns."
And then Mrs. Coyote comes through the front door, and she goes, "What's taking so long?" And Wile E. Coyote, "I'm handling."
And this is all based on what Josh told you. You still haven't watched it.
I saw it, and it's exactly like that.
I did find it.
Is that on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But I've never watched a second of Family Guy. I've never been
I watched
curious.
It before it was cool.
I was going to say,
before
I probably watched
it. Before it got canceled is when I watched it. Yeah. Then I didn't watch it afterwards. That's weird.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I've watched plenty of them.
All right. January 21st.
Will you stop? This isn't fun. This is
Gary
sad.
Gary Johnson's the president.
Oh, my gosh.
Some wild clerical error.
I get my phone and record Spangle running down Fall Creek naked, screaming.
Oh, hey.
Draped in an American flag. Yeah.
Who's the Green Party? What's her name?
Jill Stein.
Jill Stein, yeah.
R.L. Stein?
R.L. Stein.
The Goosebumps writer? No,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I got invited. I've been invited like 10 times online to evidently the AMC theaters in Indianapolis are holding red parties and blue parties.
Mm.
And
they
send you a link. You can watch coverage of the election in a theater starting at like 7, and you respond to the red party if you're Republican, or the blue party if you're Democrat, or if you want to be a spy or something, you You sign up for, and it's like, this is insane. I never.
Movie theaters are that hard up.
I don't know.
In there? That's crazy.
I don't get it.
I feel like there's a Crips and Bloods gang member who's like, oh, I'll go to the Red Party. And then he shows up and he's like, this isn't what I thought it would be.
This isn't what I thought it would be at all. You either play the game or the game plays you.
King stay the king, though.
So you saw
the king. You best not miss. I did.
You saw a movie this weekend?
I did.
And?
Those of you in this room know how much I like Benedict Cumberbatch,
mm-hmm.
or as Jess called
him, great.
Cumberbund Ben-a-lot or something.
I don't remember what it is. It is
Benedict
Cumberbund
or something.
He is amazing in the Star Trek movie. He was Khan. He is incredible as Sherlock, one of my all-time favorite television series.
What about the one where they had to figure out the code?
Imitation Game was good.
That was very good. About Alan Turing, Doctor Strange. Is not good. I did not like it. No bueno. Muy no bueno.
Okay.
Who was the girl? Who was the love interest?
Amy Adams? I don't know.
Oh. Okay.
I get her confused. No. No, what? Rachel. From
Rachel McAdams?
No, Notebook. Which one was
Rachel
that?
Rachel McAdams.
That one.
Hmm.
Yeah. But, first of
Here's
all.
Here's the thing.
Benedict Cumberbatch, no English accent in this movie.
Mm-mm.
I was shocked right away.
What?
90%.
Yeah, I know.
I've heard good things about it.
I know, but
I heard it's going to change the way we watch movies or something.
Here, wait for this. Wait. What? Okay, that I know you, and there is a very specific part that turned you off from this movie. It wasn't your overall. Like, something clicked early on
Was there a middle-aged woman telling you what to do?
Was there...
Tilda Swinton looked kind of weird, you know, with the bald head.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. No, what was it? Ooh. Which just wasn't...
That's a woman?
I don't know. I kept asking myself, do I like this
movie? Oh, I know what it was. There were no parallels to draw between your life and the movie.
I'm not Doctor Strange?
No, but that's how you associate yourself with a movie is what's the parallel
in
your
connect?
Life.
How can I connect? He doesn't
so
connect
that
with
he
it.
Didn't have that.
Yeah.
He didn't have that.
Well, it should have been, though, but even if it's a superhero movie, it should be about something.
No, you other even do than it with superhero movies.
The superhero, huh?
You even do it with superhero movies.
Well, that's.
You do it with all of them.
You're Batman.
So I'm watching movies wrong?
No, I'm saying that if you can't draw a parallel, it kind of takes you out of the movie. No.
All he needs is a disclaimer prior to saying, hey, this is my opinion of the movie. Yeah. And because how his opinion of movies are based on X, Y, Z.
Right.
People need to understand that. Just because he doesn't like it doesn't mean it's going to be it's a bad movie.
Yeah. Because what's probably your favorite movie that everybody hates? Mousetrap.
I love Mousetrap.
I know.
They're trying to kill this mouse.
Yeah.
Have you seen
it? I've seen it in theaters, yeah.
Mousetrap's a great movie.
It was a good movie.
The way it's directed, and remember when they shut down Nathan Lane's restaurant? That whole sequence is wonderful.
When they puke up there's that white stuff. Remember the guy who pukes or something like that?
Nope, thanks.
That part was gross.
Yeah,
that's
sounds like
the main
it.
Part I remember. Okay.
Christopher Walken's tasting mouse poop. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. Yep.
It's a mouse. Yeah. That was my Christmas.
But have you had a movie that you go, I didn't want to like it, but I did? I've heard you say that, right?
It's usually based on if Christy liked the movie. He goes into it not liking it.
I can't dispute that. I like, you know, the best movie I've seen in a long time that totally shocked me, and I remember it was down in Fisher's, and I yelled out the back door, Daddy found a movie that surprised him, girls! It was a Live, Die, Repeat, the Tom Cruise movie with Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt. It's really good.
End of Tomorrow or something like that?
Yeah. Edge of Tomorrow, Live, Die, Repeat, whatever the fucking name of it is, because they changed it like four times. No, they did change because it's from a Japanese movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But it's really good. I like that one.
What's the cartoon that Addie just turned us on to?
Zootopia?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. I'd never watched it.
It's only a year old. Not even.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Yeah.
There's a message.
Isn't it the highest grossing Disney movie of all time?
No.
Did I see that right?
Lion King.
That can't be it, right?
Frozen.
Zootopia?
Frozen.
The cartoon. Maybe it's the highest grossing.
There's no way. It's
Frozen
too good. It's too good of a movie.
Cartoon.
And it has too much of a message for it to be.
It made a lot of money.
For it, I know, but no, it didn't. Not as much as you think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They wasted it all.
There aren't characters on YouTube from Zootopia playing.
Have you ever heard Gary
Eat
Goldman's
It or Wear It? Oh, God. for anybody with small children that just watch YouTube.
Eat it or wear it?
They play these girls dress up like Disney princesses, and they take something out of the, like, there's a bunch of labels in the bag.
I'm listening to this with my mouth open.
I know,
go ahead.
A bunch of labels in a paper bag, and you have to pick it out, and so whatever it says is what is the thing. So say she pulls out, it's mashed potatoes. You have to eat it or you have to wear it. But then it gets grosser. Like mayonnaise with sardines. You have to eat it or wear it. And if you wear it, you have to put it on top of your head or whatever. But they're like real life Elsa and Anna, like Frozen characters.
If it's gross, wouldn't you just wear it every time?
I don't know.
Can you only wear it once? Or
I don't
know. Sounds like a fun game.
I don't know. Well,
I'd play it.
Yeah.
Zootopia.
Made $1 billion.
Billion?
$1 billion.
What?
Yeah. Zootopia's $73.7 million opening weekend box office debut makes it the best ever opening for Disney animation.
Oh, it's the opening. Okay.
Prior to the release of Zootopia.
It's the 25th highest grossing of all time.
What?
I'll tell you guys something.
Big Hero 6.
Tell us.
Go.
I did trivia night at for my kids' school. It's our first like grown-up fundraiser thing where it's just for grown-ups, and my team won.
No,
who'd you have with you?
I had my friends Tony and Ann, and my friend Zach and Megan and John.
What was your team name?
You named them after colleges, and
Bitches
we were
and Hoes. Was that your?
No, it wasn't. Okay. We were the
college. It was after college.
Salukis.
Southern Illinois.
Southern Illinois.
Yeah, Tony and Ann went to Southern Illinois, so yep. It was wonderful.
What was a question you knew that nobody else knew?
There were pictures. We had a piece of paper, and there were pictures of movie scenes, stills, and you had to write what each movie. I knew it was Hook.
Oh, yeah.
Tony thought it was Jumanji, and I knew it was Hook.
Well, did you inform Tony that Hook might be your favorite movie of all time?
No, I didn't. But I was very confident, but I pretended like I wasn't because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings and be the bitch you want at the table. So I was like, you know what? I could understand where this might be Jumanji, but it's not Jumanji.
So did they say Jumanji?
No, they said Hook.
Okay.
They said Hook.
I don't agree with your approach on that because if you're confident.
I don't find that surprising.
But I was like 95% because I hadn't seen Jumanji.
No, but here's my thing. Just because you're confident doesn't make you bitchy.
Jumanji.
I know, but it's...
Did you hear me, chick?
But there's something about me that makes me come
across
Which
part
bitchy.
Of that wasn't bitchy? The statement or you asking me if I heard you? Because that sounded bitchy to me. And I think it was bitchy. I still think it was bitchy.
No, I think that...
I'm on her side. I'm trying to promote her self-confidence.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying. Okay, two reasons. I don't know Tony and Ann or Tony well enough to step up.
Okay.
No, for me to say something. I mean, like we do, our kids are really good friends and everything. But I was not 100% sure because I had never seen Jumanji. And so I didn't know what Robin Williams looked like in Jumanji.
Yeah.
Don't you think Hillary will have the same problem you did at trivia night?
No.
Try not to be a bitch.
Yeah, she just needs to do something.
Don't you think guys are around the country? I'm voting for that B.
Well, it's probably another letter.
Yeah.
But I was listening to.
It probably is C. Now
one of my podcasts, the podcast I'm listening to right now the most is That's So Retrograde. And
yes.
It's two girls, and they're just like this, how, you know, retrograde affects people, whatever. And I like it. It's a fun podcast. And they had Sarah Silverman on there talking about the upcoming election. Mm. And she said she made the comment for Hillary that it was like the most human thing she did. Do you remember that they made that? It's like a GIF of her like doing the shimmy. Have you guys seen that?
No,
okay, it's very funny. And she's just like, but you got to see a fun side of her. And she, if she did that more, that would probably be helpful.
I think when she gives speeches, she kind of
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if she speaks too loud or what it is.
Oh, I know what it was. I watched Dana Carvey's new our Netflix special.
Straight White Male?
Yeah, 60. Yeah. And I did that, and he does this thing about how Hillary trips up in her speeches, and he pretends like he's Bill in her ear, and he was like, I can't do it. But anyway,
sure.
It's him talking in her ear, just basically going, oh, my God, you fucked up that speech so bad.
That leads me to this. Uh-huh. Was Dana Carvey not on Saturday mm-hmm. Night Live this past weekend yes, as the church was. Lady?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did? Yeah, I missed yeah. it.
And big yeah. news this Saturday.
It was very funny.
Did you hear who's going to be hosting this Saturday?
This coming Chappelle. Saturday?
Dave Chappelle.
Is yeah. going to be hosting SNL?
Yes.
What?
I thought that was a rerun. Is no. that live no. this week?
Coming first this time, weekend. Right?
November 12th, yeah. And Tribe yeah. Called Quest is the yeah. music guest.
Oh, that's cool.
How cool will I bet that be? He'll
That'll have be to fun. Do something like Ashy Larry. Or
he apparently, I think it's going to be about the election. He's been in comedy clubs in New York talking about the election. And he's had great points on both sides. Like Dave Chappelle is such a brilliant person.
Which
like,
makes me wonder if he's doing this, if he's got another show coming down the pike.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Because usually you go on there to promote yourself and whatever's going to happen.
Do you guys ever remember, and I of course can go farther back than you guys, I don't ever remember, and maybe because we're right here right now and it's happening to us, but I don't remember, and even when Ford ran after he'd been appointed by Nixon, I don't think anything's ever been so goofy crazy as it is this year.
It feels, well, does you have.
It, I know it feels that way.
I know, but when was the last time that there was someone who was so outspoken? I mean, and I don't even want to say that he lies. Obviously, they both lie, but he's so, like he's like, yes, of course I'm lying. That's what I do. You yeah. know, like,
he's so abrasive. I'm, and some mm-hmm. people think he's just being frank, but. See, or he's hiding behind honesty, and I find that hard to believe because I don't think
hiding behind honesty, that seems like an odd thing to say,
right? But it just he, you know, but
just such a there's just something about him that either really really ignites something in people. I mean, good and bad. That's the thing is that it either really pisses you off or you can really get behind it. I don't know.
Gary Johnson. What a weirdo.
What's Aleppo? Poor guy. Call me crazy, but I like to vote for somebody who's smarter than I am. That's all.
Do they have the IQs?
Oh, do you think? Hillary and Trump?
That'd be crazy.
I'm curious now.
Yeah.
I mean, NFL players have to take a test before they play, right?
How about yeah. this? I think this will start some tweets. I'd like to see the IQs of Hillary,
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, Obama,
mm-hmm.
and Michelle Obama. Those are the IQs I'd like to see.
Why did Michelle run for president?
I think she will in 4 years.
You think so?
I got chills saying it. Yeah. I bet she does.
Because I know they have to. They have grades of presidents. Like I know George W. Bush had like C+, some C+.
Yeah, just not a super smart guy.
Yeah.
But at a tough school.
But all of them go to tough schools.
That's true.
Where did he go to school?
Harvard, right?
West Point, or one, didn't he go to? Or did he get kicked out of West Point?
I think it was Harvard.
But Woodrow Wilson was our smartest president.
Doesn't all the W stuff though? Doesn't that all seem quaint now?
I know he was harmless. Do just you guys a harmless, harmless person. Remember,
he wasn't an asshole. I mean, you
remember
know,
when
yeah,
Howard,
he was? There was some kind of Southern hospitality yeah, about yeah. him that was that Texas.
Remember
thing?
When Howard Dean was the front runner and he made that speech about it? And then it's on to the White House, and then we're gonna win there. Yeah. And he got kicked out pretty much of the race just for him acting that unpresidential at that moment during that speech.
So my point being, don't you think that they have, I don't think Trump is as bad as a person as everybody says.
Certainly not. No one is. But it's impossible.
So maybe he's taking who he is and making a caricature. I mean, he's a reality show. And what is it that I just read the other day? Like, he lives in a tower with his last name in gold on the side. Like, does he really relate to people? Is that a relatable person? I don't know. That's just so funny. Have you seen the one of the pictures of his two sons? And they were like, his two sons look like every bully from every 90s television movie.
With the slick back hair.
Yeah.
All the frat guys in the nerd movies, yeah. That's who they look like. I don't know.
I don't know. I've been, because so.
How about this?
It's pretty clear what, I mean, I don't know. I just have a problem not saying anything. Most of the time, but especially about this, because I would rather people know exactly what I think then and have the choice and go, well, I'm not listening or I don't like her, then for me to hide behind and go, well, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to lose listeners, I'm not going to do that. So, you know, I'm a liberal person, but I'm willing to carry a gun. I believe in abortion. Those things. I don't believe in abortion. I defend a woman's right.
Mm-hmm.
Medicinal marijuana is obviously something that's very, very close to me and means something to me. And right now, both candidates would support it. Different things in place, but it's just I would rather people know than for me to just hide behind the fact that I'm not going to say anything.
Mm-hmm. I'm uneasy. I will be honest as well.
But you've lived on you've done radio in a different animal.
And obviously a podcast is a different animal, and yeah. I can be a little bit more honest than I am being goofy chick on the other show. But I'm uncomfortable with both candidates a little bit.
Do you think that's a cop out though? I think that you should. Probably. I think everybody should be a little uncomfortable with both of them because no one likes everything about
for sure.
about
yeah.
one person.
Two things, and he's starting to do it. I heard him do it this morning. I heard Trump do this this morning. I will have the largest tax cut since Ronald Reagan. I mean, that appeals to basic people who I want my money back. Which, believe me, that would be nice because mm-hmm. I'm in that really cool tax bracket.
I know, but here's the thing about taxes. My you know what? Do you like paved roads?
It's an easy sell. No, like, I've always said that. The Republicans, they'll cut your taxes. The Democrats, I think, and this is my opinion, they try to do the right thing with social programs and help people. And there's no difference between
But I'm on the other end of that where I feel like there should be a cap. If there's caps on other things, there should be caps on welfare. Welfare was something put in place to help people when they needed help. It was not a means of livelihood. And that's what people are doing with it. And that's where I don't
get so many years and that's it.
Yes.
No matter what program it is,
you have another
there's
baby.
Going to be you and I both
that's
know
what I'm saying. People are reproducing for the sake of earning a check.
You and I both know there's a person alive walking the earth right now who if they devoted as much energy and brain power to getting every little government subsidy and thing that they are entitled to.
People
to
that
fill
work
out,
that know the system and work
and
it
know
to
the
their
system
advantage.
And work
absolutely.
It, and they don't have to have a real job. And whatever is put in place, sure, everything's going
to
be
no, because you know what? With a real job, you have to pay taxes and you have to.
No, you know what?
And you have to have health care and all these things.
And a real job.
They make more money through the system. That's nuts.
And a real job. I don't care if you're on the radio, if you have your own podcast, if you're making jam, if you're Angie on Angie's List, if whatever. A real job, sooner or later, will get boring. Period. End of story. And there are people alive who don't want to do that. They don't want to be bored. Every day has got to be exciting and wonderful. And I feel like a convicted
I'm really
shoplifter.
Curious. No, but I'm kind of curious of what your idea of the welfare system is. If you think that people are on welfare because they don't want to be bored at their job.
No, I didn't say that. I said there are certainly people who are on welfare because they deserve it and need some help right now.
But what do you think?
There are some that could hold a job and use.
Absolutely. But the same way with disability. There's people who are collecting disability maybe that don't need to be. I don't know. I've had so many people come to me and say, "Have you applied for disability for your daughter?" And I'm going, "No, we're not in that way. Like we don't need that." And they're like, "No, it's actually there for people like you. It's not there for people who are trying to scam the system and stop working when they're 30." So I don't know. But then at the same time, I just like, "No, we don't need it."
Don't you think there are people though who have a job, who have a decent job, who just get bored at it and just quit? I'm just not going to go to that job anymore.
We have people do that all the time, job hoppers.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking Greg Warren, great example. He had a great job that plenty of people would have liked. He probably made good money at Procter & Gamble. He said, no, I'm going to go be a comedian.
He wanted to be excited about what he
did. Yeah.
Son of a bitch. We're back to that, Jeff.
I got to get on this welfare thing. You don't have to work?
Evidently not.
So now that we've, so sorry to the three of you for any shit that I've caused and my opinion.
I'll just state.
There's nothing wrong with stating your opinion whatsoever.
I'm going to say this. The over-under is 45 days.
Of what?
When we start looking back on the Obama administration and going, my God.
Oh, God, did I tell
those, you? Those were great days. That man is intelligent, and this country was in great shape.
Do you guys, have you guys seen the meme that says, let's cancel the election and just put Barack on month to month? Yeah? No?
Do you think you're saying 45 days for the Barack Obama thing? Do you think it's just like that ex-girlfriend syndrome where you you break up and then you're like, you know what? That wasn't that bad.
That wasn't that bad.
That was okay. Like, because I think people did it with George W. Bush too.
Yeah.
And I
mean, but it's so sad that our president somehow has to be the villain.
But I mean,
like, while he's in office, because so many people hated W. when he was, but now we look at him and he makes us giggle and we laugh, and it's not.
He's civil and he's respectful.
Yeah, he's not a bad human being.
No.
But so I just. Oh, man.
But remember what everyone was worried about in 2012. Everyone was, is that right? No, 2008, when Obama, his first term.
Right.
Everybody was, oh, my God. My God. What's happening? I mean, there were people in this country going, that absolutely cannot happen. And, you know, and I think there's a lot of people thinking that same thing in a sort of same way about either one of the candidates. If they get elected, oh my God, that can't.
Do you think
happen.
There's going to be an equal reaction no matter who wins?
A sociopath? A
of
woman?
Like, of like anger? Do you think it's going to be
for
equal?
For a short term, yes.
Yeah.
That's why
it's
everyone.
It's like most things. People get ticked off in the moment and give them a few days.
That's why everyone reacted so passionately when Trump said during that, I forget which debate, it might have been the last debate. Who said, when he said, well, I don't know if I'll recognize the results. I'm going to keep you in suspense. I don't know that. Because that's what we always do. We always.
What do you mean?
The election results. Was he going to abide by them? If Hillary won, would he go, oh, okay. That he would he make the concession speech,
call her and do the thing?
Right. Because that's the, especially in America, that's the, we need closure. We need, okay, he's going to be fine. He's. Congratulations, Hillary.
And yeah, hopefully for the sake of the country, if she wins, she better win big.
Yeah.
So he can go, all right. If he denies and all right, listen, you're just being an asshole. You lost by 15 points. Okay.
But if it's close, that gives him
a license to be Donald Trump even more.
Somebody said something about, and I don't know why I didn't consider this before, but they said, you know, well, my vote doesn't count. And it's like, well, it kind of doesn't because of the electoral votes. Yeah.
Electoral college.
I've read that. The electoral
270,
college.
Baby. 270.
Yeah. And that's just like, ew. And then Mark Twain said,
that's
if voting made any difference, they wouldn't let us do it. So
there's some truth to that.
I know. And that's what breaks my heart is that I feel like whoever's the president already, like, it's already decided. Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for states like Alaska. They're like, oh, the winners have been decided.
No.
The votes aren't in from Alaska yet.
Well, no, but first of all, you start with prices are slightly higher in Alaska. And we know that by all the commercials. Yes. Yeah. And now this. They don't even get a vote.
They get 24 hours of darkness half the year.
Chick, don't you feel that we are a country voting on someone to represent our country?
Yeah.
Popular vote rules.
I think so.
I think more people would vote.
Yeah.
And you'd get a better representation of what the people want. If it's just popular vote, just do it.
There's some reason.
And it
not?
Takes it out of the politician's hands.
Well, there's some reason why the Electoral College is still obviously functioning, and that's how we
because that way they can sway votes wherever they want them to go.
I tend to look at things optimistically. And that's
what did
seems
I tell you?
Me,
I told you that the World Series would go to Game 7, and I'm telling you they already know who the president is.
I think you said how many games are there?
Game 7.
I know what initially seven, I think. Is there like 11 games?
I may have said 9.
They've got 3 Trump replicas and 1 Hillary replica, and they're all living in the basement of the White House, and they're just going to trot them out on January 22nd.
So you predicted 7 games. What are you predicting for this? Who's winning?
I think Hillary will win.
Okay,
I think it's a lock. Yeah, I think it is.
I think that she will, because I know this sounds silly, but No, it doesn't sound silly. It's my opinion, and that's and I'm
and
sharing.
It's not silly.
And but I don't feel like Trump is a kind person. I don't feel like he has very much love in his heart, and I feel like he's just angry. And I feel like love wins, and she has a little bit more love in her heart. And I don't know. I just feel like I hope love wins.
I think what's happened to Trump is,
or the better of two evils. Like, I'll even go that far. Like, that's I can say that too, because there's I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm very aware of the mistakes that she's made too, but she, it's, I just feel like it's different. You can't, I have not listened to him talk without him saying something awful.
I think at the end. I think at the end, they're going to have candidates come out, and then some moderator like Anderson Cooper is going to come in and be like, all right, look in that camera. You're on candid camera. And then like, Shaquille O'Neal is the president of the United States.
Yes.
Electing him.
Yes. I would always vote for
Shaquille. Would you be an intern for Shaquille?
You're damn right I would. I'd be the oldest one there, but I'd be there.
Mm-hmm. My first order of business, I'm going to outlaw National Football League. Everything's National Basketball League. And no more free throws. I'm just like you. Well, I'm 8 feet tall. My back hurts.
ISIS, I'm going to dunk on those fools.
I'm going to dunk on those fools.
I think Trump, I think in the beginning, somebody, I'm not sure whoever talked him into running, thought it was going to be kind of a...
I think it was Hillary
the
Clinton.
The Clintons, I was going to say.
Well, there's
he's going to call her on her secret line and go, you owe me.
Yeah.
There's that school
of thought. You're welcome and you
like
owe me.
I look like a giant douchebag.
Absolutely that school of thought.
But it was natural. It was a natural feeling. He could do it.
It was natural.
But then everybody, oh my God.
And then Trump TV will be around the corner.
Yeah, Trump TV's company.
Oh my gosh, you guys, he's going to lose this election and be a trillionaire. Mm-hmm. Don't you worry.
Well, there's... One can make the assumption, and possibly this is an assumption on my part, but I find it very difficult to believe up to this point in his life. What is he, 70?
I don't think he's that old.
That all of us, 65?
I don't know. Go ahead. It's okay.
Look up his age.
Not important.
I can't believe at this point in his life he would do something for the good of the country. If he's not going to make money on it, he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
And this is a big financial move for him.
I honestly, but look, you know, I said that. I said about him being mean and being awful and everything. But that's the thing, is I don't even think this is who he really is.
No, I don't think he is either.
This is a character.
He's absolutely being a character.
They're making him so ridiculous, mm-hmm, that it makes her look that good that that's our only option. That's what they've done. They are getting us to vote for exactly who they want us to vote for and make us think that it was our decision.
Well, if you don't like it, and I don't like it, and you two don't like it, we can all leave it, okay?
Canada. I'm going to Canada.
And tomorrow, I am going to be riveted to my television. I don't know. We were talking during the break. I can't imagine. How can you three say, I'm checking out, I'm not watching?
No, I didn't say I was checking out.
How can you not watch it?
I don't.
This is going to be the most incredible live television event since, mm-hmm, David Copperfield walked through the Great Wall of China.
Did he really?
Yeah, or make the Statue of Liberty disappear. It's going to be amazing tomorrow. There's going to be the over-under's 5 cuss words live tomorrow on the air, tomorrow night.
Really?
Shit like that's going to happen. You wait and see.
But you know what we should do? We should get some snacks for our election party.
Got to have snacks.
You read me coming. So I'm going to curl up in front of the old picture radio tomorrow night and watch the election returns roll in with my big box of snacks from Nature Box. Can I tell you what? We happen to have one of the foremost authorities on healthy snacks here in or on the Chick McGee Show. It's Jess Hooker. Jess,
hi.
You're familiar with
I was just looking at this list that Nature you gave
Box.
Me.
Nature Box makes snacks that they taste great and are better for you. They're speaking your language. They're scratching you where you itch. High quality ingredients, free from artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. You can feel great about endlessly stuffing stuff into your mouth.
Endlessly stuffing stuff.
Endlessly stuffing things into your mouth. They are delicious. With Nature Box, you'll never get bored. There are new snacks each and every month, inspired by real customer feedback. And if you ever try a snack you don't like, just spit it out.
Is that really what that says?
No. You spit it out, of course. And then Nature Box will replace it with a snack you like for free.
What?
Go to naturebox.com. Check out their snack catalog. Over 100 snacks to choose from.
Give us a couple, Jess.
Constantly adding delicious new snacks. Is there a Cajun peanut on there? Isn't there like a Cajun?
Something crunchy. You like your Cajun.
I like my Cajun turkey. I like my Cajun.
So I had a Granny Smith apple this morning in my green juice.
A little tart.
But it's good with the Cajun.
I know.
I want to try these creme brulee peanuts.
Ooh. Mm. Oh, hey now.
Sweet baby.
I like creme brulee. I like both those things. Mm-hmm. Nature Box recently made their service even better. You can order as much as you want, as often as you want, with no minimum purchase required, and you can cancel at any time. Are you kidding me? What else you got on there? What sounds good?
This I'm thinking of you, and this one says cashew crumble.
Oh.
He loves cashew. Best nut out there, right, chick?
That's right. Best nut out there is cashew.
What else could I have? The world? Mocha almond bar. And then there's stuff with pineapple, and I like pineapple. Pineapple coconut bars. Crispy coconut squares. Big Island pineapples. I'm on. I'm in. Let's order.
We can save even more right now. Nature Box offering Chick McGee Show fans 50% off your first order.
That's half.
When you
order a bunch.
NatureBox.com.
Twice as much.
Here's how you do it. NatureBox.com/podcast. Do you think I say slash funny?
No.
Slash.
Mm-mm.
Slash. Well, when you do it like that, yeah.
Is there something in my eyes? Your finger? NatureBox.com/podcast. 50% off your first order. That's NatureBox.com/podcast to save half. Okay. I guess today's podcast, we're all going to hell in a handbasket. Wednesdays, we all start to take that walk on the wild side.
Or is it?
Oh, this is from a great movie with Ben Kingsley and the kid from Zach and... No. Can I Kick It? Yes, you can.
Oh.
Can I Kick It?
That's what I was going to ask, if this was the original.
Is this Tribe Called Quest?
Can I Kick It? Can I Kick It?
Yes, you can.
Can I Kick It?
That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. This is the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Tell everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Can I Kick It?
Good night, everybody.
Can I Kick It? To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force. Why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug.
There's nothing like the thrill of a last-second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game-winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year End event. We need to make room for the 2018s, so this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.